Hello, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Alrighty, I'm sorry for that. How you doing today? This is Jason Lynch. Good morning.
Morning.
Alrighty. How's everything at your end?
Going well.
Alrighty. Kim, did you get a chance to review the content draft that I've actually shared with you?
I had a brief moment to look it over last night. I'm going to have to spend some time with it this weekend.
All right.
The verbiage is rough and not very professional. So
I do apologize for that. I do apologize for that. That's no problem at all. Well, see, it's an initial draft that we have actually sent you just to get an idea whether if you're moving in the right direction or not. So obviously, if you'll send in your feedback, if the writer is not capable enough to write the content, with your feedback, I'm going to have another writer being assigned over to this job, and we'll make sure that you get the perfect content, final draft from our site, and your expectations are being met. However, Kim, if you remember our last day's conversation, I did forward your work regarding the requirement for the website's hosting to one of my chief technical officer. In fact, you are in contact with him, who's Joe, basically, is looking after this whole project. So I did inform that everything, the development process has been completed, so we're just moving on and shifting the website over to your own hosting, and we kind of need the hosting server. So for that, Joe wanted to actually have a word with you to see if things get finalized here at this point so that we can move on to the next step of this project, okay? I'm going to connect you over with Joe to provide you more details on that, okay? Just hold in a minute. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, this is Kim.
Hey, Kim, this is Joe. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Same question at the same time. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm well, thanks. So I understand that this call is in regards to the fact that you need me to nail down the server and get that set up so you can start transferring content over and developing the website. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, I think that was that's the call for, I guess.
Okay. So I should have that all set up and taken care of probably by end of tomorrow. So, and then once I have that information, do I forward it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I forward
well,
that
Well, you can forward it over to Jason, of course.
To Jason. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. I will
so you're
do
saying
that.
So you're saying that you'll be getting hosting from who?
Well, I've got a couple of different places, companies that I've been going back and forth with. That's
mm-hmm.
why I sent the email and asked for the coding language and stuff like that to make sure it's supported.
You sent an email? Okay, can
yeah.
I? Okay, can you just give me a minute?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and you send it over to Jason? Did you send it on Teamwork, the portal that you're on at the moment?
I'd have to go back to look. Why? I mean, you guys answered my question, and so that's the information that I provided with the server, with the hosting servers, and found out that it was definitely compatible.
Is that a shared one or is that a dedicated one?
No, it's a shared one. I'm not going to go dedicated. It's too expensive, and it's way beyond the needs that I have.
And what is the costing for the dedicated server? May I know a number?
Let's see here. I don't have it right in front of me. Give me a second.
Sure, please take your time.
Sorry, it's like finding a needle in a haystack here in my email.
That's okay. I understand. I get that at all myself.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name of the company, I guess, though, if you can provide me?
The one that I'm looking at right now is InMotion Hosting.
InMotion Hosting?
Yeah.
I'm hearing it, your name for the first time in the entire 15 years of my time. Well, usually people go with like HostGator, GoDaddy and stuff, InMotion Hosting.
Well, yeah, it's, so I was doing some research and they were one of the, listed as one of the top five, they were in the top five on the shared hosting server list. And the other one I'm looking for here.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was... The other one that I was looking at was Bluehost, but they were a little on the expensive side. So,
Bluehost, yeah, Bluehost is one of our hosting providers as well. But we don't go with the shared hosting with them as well. We always go for the dedicated ones because that is the most reliable one. Because you're putting in how much? You're putting in $2,800 in this website, and you're going for a very, very, very cheap hosting that I would not suggest, or I never suggest my clients to go with the shared hosting, because like shared hosting is like they're giving out It's a single server that hosts multiple websites, all right, a shared hosting solution. It's a low cost, but very underleveled because of low availability of uptime, or if one website gets a lot of traffic, other website on the server will suffer due to the excessive and highly unfair allocation of server resources. All this manifests in the loss of traffic, and your website might come up slow over the internet. And if your website is coming in slow on the internet, why am I telling you this? Because I'm the one who's creating the website, all right, and you are trying to do business, all right, to bring in some food on the table for you, all right? So I do not want you to go through any of that hurdle, all right? If they're providing, I suppose they're providing the in-motion ones, all right? They're providing a dedicated server for $139 a month, all right? And if you, even if you're going with them for $139 a month, that will be costing you around, like, what, $1,668, all right? But if you're going with the WordPress hosting for...
Yes. I'm not paying anyone. I will not, be paying $100 a month, so
absolutely.
That's not even a number.
Well, absolutely. Well, I didn't came on the cost right now. I'm just letting you know why it is not reliable, and that is not. I would not ever go ahead and recommend anyone to go with a shared hosting, because we have been through one of our clients, all right, and then we had to create the website again for them for free, all right, because they were one of our good clients, but they went on with a shared hosting server, all right, but we don't. All right, we do have an affiliation with GoDaddy and Bluehost and HostGator as well. All right, usually they go with like 1 year, 3 years, or 5 years, but they're providing for $1,600 for 1 year. And I gave you a code for $600 for 2 years of time. All right, just to go ahead and make sure that you're not going for the shared hosting, because shared hosting will hit you 1 month or second month after. The website will be down, the website will be unresponsive, the website will be giving you a kind of hard thing, all right? So if you're putting up like $2,800 over there, all right, and going for the cheap hosting that will hurt you in a month or two, then they will go ahead and let you know, like, hey, our hosting is better, and, yeah, shared hosting will not give you any kind of pain or anything like that. But in the longer run, I know, because I have been in this field for 15 years of time, so I know what it is. All right, but if still you want to go with it, I will not go ahead and stop you with that, because that is your decision. But up to my expertise and my recommendation, all right, I would not suggest you to go with that, because if the website gets down on the shared hosting, all right, you do not even have a website then. All right, it will all go down. Then it needs to be created from scratch again. They will be asking you, like, hey, if you got the website, please get it upgraded or something like that. Then they will ask you for more money. All right, and then you have to pay it again, all over that.
Okay.
So
the Bluehost, HostGator, and GoDaddy are some of the ones that you work closely with.
Yeah, I'm with the affiliation with them. We're with the affiliation with them. All right, they provide. We get it from bulk with them, like a dedicated. We always get the dedicated host from them in a bulk. That is the reason, and then we provide it to our clients on a feasible amount. All right, so they are not going for the shared hosting, because it will be a bad thing for them and for their website and for their business as well. But if you want to go with the shared hosting, I will not stop you, to be really honest, Kimberly, because I work very closely with my clients, all right, to ensure that they're hassle-free and they're working and they're bringing food on the table for themselves and they're doing business really great. But if you're going to go ahead with that shared hosting, I'm telling you right now, it will come up to you 1 month or twice a month, all right, and you'll be letting me know, like, hey, I want to go ahead and do the business, do the website again. Then it will be coming up at the same cost that you have paid already. And I'm going to be asking you again, like, hey, Kimberly, we have to go ahead and create the website all over again, because I do not own the hosting server, because it is someone else's company that I cannot interfere with. So that is the reason. They provide you on a $1,600 thing. I'm providing for you for 2 years with a 1 year of website maintenance as well and 1 year of hosting maintenance as well. So you do not even have to go ahead with any kind of additional payment for website or hosting maintenance right now. For 2 years, I'll provide you with a $600 without taxes as well. That's what my is.
So you're saying $600 for the 2 years or $600 per year?
$600 for 2 years straight. No additional cost, no nothing. The website goes live, all right? you'll be the one, and I will be the one, or Jason will be the one only point of contact for you for the whole website for you. So you're not running here and there for different companies, running after different companies for the website. All right, you get website creators from here, Orbit, all right, and then you're getting the hosting from somewhere else, then you have to run both ways, like two different companies you're going to have to run after. Even if your website gets down, you'll come to me like, hey, Joe, I need the website. It's down at the moment that the hosting didn't work out. Then we have to go ahead and charge you again for $2,400 and get the website again. And I am pretty sure that you do not want that, all right? Nobody wants that, all right? Because it happened with some of our clients, so that is the reason we do not recommend doing that with the shared hosting. That is the reason we stopped all of our contracts for shared hosting and we moved on with the dedicated one. They provide us on a $1,600, but we provide our client on $600 just to go ahead and make sure that they're safe with their website and their business as well. For 2 years, I'm providing you that.
Okay. All right. Well, then let me do some checking, and I will get back with you by end of day tomorrow to give you an answer on that part.
Well, if you can just get back to me by today, I would highly appreciate it, because I do remember I told you that amount like some weeks ago.
Yeah, I won't be able to get back to you today. I'm getting ready to go on the road to Tucson, and I will be there, and I won't be home till late tonight. So I won't be able to
Okay.
till the morning. So
that's not a problem. That's not a problem. I will let Justin know to reach back to you by tomorrow. All right. And I will be sending you an email so you can see the difference, whatever it is. All right. And you can let me know by tomorrow. Sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Sounds right? All right.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds okay.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
No worries about it. All right. Well, take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.